Hello, it's Kim here in the podcast tent, and I'm joined with Lori King. She's with...
Sports Traders.
Sports Traders, and you're having fun here at Social Media Camp.
I'm having an excellent time. It's just great to see how people utilize the things that I sell to integrate with social media. It's very fun.
Right. So one of the things that you're here with is it with Sports Trader, you were able to get some of the swag. You got the
shirts
and
badge holders and the awards
exciting.
Themselves. So
oh,
and no, I'm not saying who the winners are.
You know, hey. Too funny. So we were talking a little bit earlier because you've hung out in the tent with me. We've we're sharing a Diet Coke. We're awesome today. So you use social media with many facets, actually. So you have business, personal, and you do politics.
Correct.
So explain to me a little bit about the politics.
Well, you know, Canada is such an interesting place for politics, and BC, you know, we're sort of the Wild West when it comes to political action. All sorts of good stuff going on. However, you know, with business and personal, you want to keep, I like having those things a little separate. So I use Facebook for a lot of personal, family, friends kind of stuff, events, Twitter for politics. I mean, the hashtag Canadian Poly is just such an interesting thing to read. And then with Twitter or with LinkedIn, I keep that for all my business stuff.
Okay. So you like to network with people and build community with LinkedIn for your business.
Mm-hmm.
Explain to me how you do that.
Well, you know, LinkedIn is, I was probably one of the first people in Victoria to get involved with it. I read about it in a great magazine called Business 2.0, which is now defunct. It's got taken in with Fortune. So seeing all these business people that are interconnected here in Victoria, I found that it was an excellent tool for getting my message out with what I do for work, which is team and corporate sales, and connecting to the decision makers here in Victoria and beyond. So connecting with people that I used to work with across Canada. It's a great, valuable tool, and I'm glad to see that it's picked up.
Okay, so what would be one of the tips that you would provide new people or something out there? What would be the thing that you'd say that this is the core of what you should be doing with your social media?
Make sure your message is clear and make sure it's in the appropriate venue.
Right.
I guess is the best way. Like I said, you know, I separate mine in a sense. Twitter can be a great business tool as well for companies getting their message out, offering deals.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that you know, if you're going to mix personal and your business, you should probably have two different Twitter accounts.
Right.
And a lot of people do that. And then with LinkedIn, you know, that's a very specific social media tool for using for business or, in fact, nonprofit fundraising and stuff like that, because you can really appeal to an audience that's following what you're doing.
Right. So one of the other things we talked about off air was self-editing.
Yes.
Yay, self-editing. I got to learn that. So why self-editing?
Well, you know, once you post something, that's out there for life. And a lot of people see that, and it's very critical, as we saw with Richard Branson this week tweeting a joke, which, you know, maybe British people got, but we're a little more uptight here in Canada and felt that wasn't appropriate to be tweeting about the premier like that.
Okay.
So there was something, he had to come back and issue an apology. And, you know, you kind of want to try and avoid those things. So I think taking that minute to look at what you're posting before you post it is critical.
I think if you have the heebie-jeebie about it, probably listen to that.
Yeah. Inner voice.
So with Sports Traders, mm-hmm. which you guys have franchised all over, but your main location's here in Victoria, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I think they're really blessed to have you on board, because I think you have the same sort of ethics, right?
Well, it's, you know, Victoria is a terrific town. The island in itself is, we do things a little differently here. And what I love about Sports Traders is they're very community-minded. And so that appeals to me, because I love the work I do with nonprofits. And so being able to assist people, have some fun with what I do and my job, and putting them in touch with sponsorship or something like that. You know, I'm really lucky to have bosses who support me and that type of work. So I'm very
They know
fortunate.
That you're out there doing a greater good for them.
Yeah, and it pays back. People, you know, Richard Branson, actually, speak of him again, wrote a terrific book called Screw Business as Usual, and it was how companies can be more sustainable and involved in their communities, and really, you get a return on investment. You
right.
know, people don't realize that.
They but think, it does sometimes take a while.
It can. Relationships take a while to build. You know, if you're starting out, like in my business in sales, it can take a year to build up a strong relationship, and it's paid off for me. I got to provide the shirts and badges for this event, and that took relationships that I built up over the last couple of years through the Chamber of Commerce and other programs like that. So, you know, networking is very key, especially in Victoria.
Good. Well, I really, really enjoyed our time in the tent. I tell you, Lori, I really check her out for all sorts of things. But you're at One Lori King on Twitter. And, yeah, you talk about politics. You talk about life. You talk about everything.
Pretty much anything that interests
me. And she's a passionate, interesting individual. And I really encourage people to check you out on
Twitter. Yeah, and I'll just spell that. It's One LoriKing.
There you
on
go.
Twitter.
And this has been Lori King. And we've been in the podcast tent. And you've been, yeah, we've been fun and we've been fun. You've been fun. I can try to be fun later, too. I'm working on it. Anyway, so this is fun. We're going to have more in the tent. We're really excited everyone's here, and awesome. Yay!
Yay! Well, thank you very
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, dear. Bye.
Bye.